Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. Hey guys, and welcome to the Level Up Podcast. My name is Paul Alex, and today we have a special guest. Okay, our special guest, she goes by the name of Brittany Charm. Now, for all my ladies out there, and even some men, you guys are having issues with dating in 2025. Well, look, red pill, blue pill, it doesn't matter what type of pill you are. You have Brittany Charm here, who is one of the leading dating coaches in the online space. Brittany, how are you doing today?
Excellent. How are you doing?
Good, good. Now, if you guys don't know, Brittany and I are actually married, okay? Brittany is my wife. So, when we started dating, you know, she was working for the government, guys, for the Department of Motor Vehicles. As you guys know, I'm former law enforcement, and we're both from California. So, at the end of the day, we are recent newlyweds, and, you know, when we got married, I was just like, babe, what are you trying to do besides government work? And she's like, you know what? I really try to help women like in the dating space, because there's so many women out there trying to be boss babes and talking up and complaining about, you know, men and all that. And we always have these discussions, right? We always have these discussions about, you know, why relationships don't work, which mainly comes down to communication, comes down to, you know, people having issues. But Brittany, for people that don't know you, okay, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background.
Well, aside from working for the government, I was an HR analyst for over 10 years. So I have a really, really good, vast knowledge on how to carry yourself, how to conduct yourself in meetings, how to always be professional, and just how to be a lady, because I was forced to at an early age. I started with the state at only 20 years old. But while doing that simultaneously, I also worked and did makeup. I was a makeup artist, so I've done makeup for over 15 years. And along with that, I was a personal stylist, so fashion expert. So with those three things, you know, I've always kind of had a hold on everything as far as being successful in corporate, being successful in beauty, being successful in fashion. They all go hand in hand, especially when it comes to putting your best foot forward, presenting yourself in dating, because the example that you set in person should always mirror the example that you set on social media, and that's something that I've just always had down.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do a little Q&A. I'm gonna do a little bit different style of interviewing style since I do have my wife on here, guys. Usually I go in, I ask those hard questions. I'm still gonna ask some hard questions. You know, that's just the nature of the game. This is called the level up, right? So we about to level up on this episode, right, babe?
Yes, we are.
No, that's right. Okay, so Brittany, question numero uno.
Okay.
Are modern women too entitled when it comes to dating, or are men just not stepping it up?
Both. So what's happening is men and women are actually not dating at their level. So they're either dating up too high or they're dating down too low. Mm. So what's happening is people have a false sense of reality because of social media. Mm. It's kind of given people, you know, it's made average people think there's something wrong with being average.
So let's talk about that real quick. When you say it makes the average person feel average, what do you mean by that?
Well, for example, we were both 9-to-5ers. What's wrong with marrying another 9-to-5er? What's happened is on social media, everybody sees like these yachts and this extravagant lifestyle. They feel like that's always attainable and that's the only way for happiness. That's not true. You could be happy married to a cop. You could be happy married to a lawyer. You could be happy married to a firefighter, a truck driver. It all depends on whether you guys are a match. That's essentially it.
So what you're saying is, people, whether it's men and women, they have too high of an expectation nowadays.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, I guess, like, we always have this conversation. So I guess the thought process of, you know, back in the day, you know, when we were in our local towns, mm-hmm. all right, and this is not to talk shit about townies, but it is what it is, and you move to a large metropolitan city like Miami, or possibly San Diego, yes. right? Now you're exposed to beautiful people. You're exposed to other people that are either high level or they live a ridiculous lifestyle, and now you have more competition. But I think what you're saying is, now in the online space, you are open to the entire world, right?
Exactly. So what's happened is that for men, it kind of sucks a little bit, because now that girl who lives in that teeny tiny town or somewhere in the Midwest, she has men from here all the way to Europe, to Dubai, that can try and hit on her. And so it's made the dating marketplace really, really difficult. And it's given a false sense of reality. Now, the thing is, it can affect men and it can affect women, or it can't. Because guess what? Even if you aren't at the level that you want to be, you can always get yourself there. That means you need to step up your looks. Get in the gym, eat better, maybe use better, you know, face products, get a dermatologist, get an esthetician. It may mean that you need more etiquette as far as, you know, experiencing new things, taking yourself out to dinner. I always tell women, date yourself first. You can't tell a guy that you want to go to Nobu or you want to go to Javier's and you've only ever been to Sizzler. So, you know what I mean? You can give yourself those experiences and expand your own horizons so that you can be in the marketplace to be with someone who's of the who's who. But you have to put yourself in that position. Just like you always tell men all the time, you know, step it up, be a family man, be traditional values. If you want to have a higher caliber woman, then you need to elevate your finances. Quit living paycheck to paycheck. Get a second source of income, right?
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it comes with the whole red pill, blue pill movement. And I always tell people this, it's like, you know, I actually know quite a few of those podcasters that do like the whole red pill, blue pill thing. And they're great guys. They're great guys. Nothing against them. But I think what, you know, they need to clarify is, you know, the people that are watching these influencers and content creators, they're not at that stage of the game where they can just go blatantly, just go ahead and down anyone, because they haven't made it to that point in life where they've achieved greatness, right? So no, I totally agree. So my follow-up question would be, I know you teach women, okay, how to find high value men, okay? And some men, they might go ahead and be like, what? Like, what do you mean? Because I feel like there's a lot of women in the online space essentially that, you know, try to attract high value men, but they're like OnlyFans creators. So is that what you're doing? You're teaching any type of woman how to find a high value a man, or who's your avatar?
My avatar is highly successful women who are sophisticated.
Okay.
So, you know, no offense to the OnlyFans girls or girls that are sex workers, but that's not what my aim is for, because I'm kind of against the whole gold digging, sugar babying, sugar daddy thing, because I hate to put religion in there, but I'm a Christian, and that kind of goes against my core values. Because I feel with any bad thing like that you're doing, it's temporary gratification. It may feel good for right now, but guess what? Whether you're a man and you're sugar daddying, you could go broke. Or you could croak. A woman, you keep going out there doing that, your beauty only lasts for so long.
Right.
Eventually, in a relationship or a marriage, you have to have more than just your looks and sex. Can you be sitting together on a porch in the rocking chairs, holding hands and talking about the good old days and laughing and talking about your accomplishments you made?
Wow.
Not how many times you were shaking your booty on OnlyFans. So it's a very vicious cycle. So who I help are the highly successful women, the doctors, the attorneys, the self-starting women, the business owners. There's so many women who own trucking companies, who own tow truck companies, who own construction companies. Maybe they, you know, they inherited it or something. Their dads ran it, or they're law enforcement, they're firefighters. They're highly successful women, but sometimes they don't have the femininity that they should have because they're in a job where they're forced to have to be more masculine, because if they show a sign of weakness, then they're not an effective leader. So I help them be able to, as we call it, code switch, so they can take the masculine and the feminine energy and know when and where to use it, essentially. I help them do that and really tap into their femininity, because most women have it. It's just they've either not gotten a chance to use it, or sadly in society, you know, in the 90s, you know, we were both kids in the 90s, all those talk shows that we watched preached nothing but strong, independent women. You don't need a man. You don't need a man. Don't comb your hair. Don't look good. Don't be the best you can be. You don't need a man to open the car door for you. You don't need a man to pay for dinner. So now these women are in the masculine role. And sadly, the ones who are highly successful that I deal with, they're now having to deal with men who now want to have their hot girl summer. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who are feminine. So they're like, how do I put myself in a position to be around those masculine men and not those feminine men that I'm encountering because I'm giving off the masculine energy?
I mean, that makes sense. So two follow-up questions that I have for you is, I know that you just explained to us exactly like the type of woman that you actually help.
Yeah.
But are you telling me that, like, let's say, for example, you have a woman who works at Walmart, okay? What it's not a high-paying job. They're mm-hmm. working retail. Are you saying they don't deserve to find love?
No, they can absolutely find love, but there's levels to it. So for someone at that level, you know, with every dating element, there has to be a common ground. You know, aside from just looks and just sex. So if she is a Walmart worker or retail, maybe she can't have that CEO of that company, but she would do well with a firefighter or someone who still wants to be in the more provider role, but they have more of a common ground. That's what I'm saying. It has to be someone who can be in those social circles. But you never know. That girl who is the Walmart worker or the retail worker, she may know how to level herself up and be a great client with enough potential to be able to move in and out of those circles. But when you're in the higher circles, you have to be able to communicate at the dinners, at the brunches, at the, you know, corporate meetings or the events that these types of men have. And if you're there, you can't talk about, you know, the clients that you have at Walmart. It's not a common ground.
So what if you got like a supermodel working at Walmart? Like you don't think a pretty girl got an advantage over somebody who's more highly successful, but let's say they're not a looker?
Yes and no. Let me explain why. Because after a certain age, men want more than just looks, I'm finding.
Okay.
So these higher caliber men, like, they love beautiful girls for bedroom dates, but...
What is a bedroom date?
Ooh, a bedroom date is pretty much a classy way of saying you're a booty call.
Okay.
But
so that's like basically the new term now is what the kids are saying?
That's what I coined. It's called bedroom date.
Bedroom date. Okay.
It's actually worse than a booty call though, because girls who are getting bedroom dated think they're in a relationship and they're like falling for the guy, but really he has you on his roster on rotation.
Give us a scenario.
Okay, so an example of a bedroom date would be a girl who only gets the late night calls to hang out, only gets Netflix and chill. Mm. She never gets taken to dinner. And even sometimes she's asked by him to bring dinner to him. It's not reciprocated. But because out of desperation, because she hasn't dated anyone in months or even years, she feels like she's in a relationship when really he's just using her body like, you know, he's swiping a credit card.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of that movie, Bridesmaid, you know, with the main star, and then she's over there in bed with, you know, the side dude with the Porsche.
Exactly.
The Porsche. And then he's just like, gotta go. Like, you know?
That is like the ultimate, like, that's the best analogy you can give. She was like the ultimate bedroom date. And it's funny, as when I was younger, I used to love that movie. But now watching it, I'm sad for her because she was getting bedroom dated that whole movie. And she literally had to hop over his fence when he told her that he was done with her for the night.
That's hella funny.
Yeah.
Reminds me of when I was a kid. Anyways.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, that's why we're married, guys, because we're able to have conversations like this, husband and wife, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, to go back to your original answer, which I like because, you know, you're articulating yourself well, and I think anybody that's listening to this, they're probably like, damn, she makes a point. But I sort of want to counter what you said about, you know, men that are looking at a woman of certain status. I feel as men, let's say, for example, we all know that men at their prime are in their 30s.
Correct.
That's when men develop mentally. They're going to be in the best financial state majority of the time. I'm not saying all the time, guys, but majority of the time they will.
Mm-hmm.
And then for majority of men, right, I feel like they had a disadvantage probably in their teenage years or in their 20s trying to impress girls their age mm-hmm. when girls are at their peak, right? And typically, from what I recall, you know, I would have friends be like, yeah, she likes older guys. you know, even though I never had that problem, but they're like older guys. Okay. And I'm like, okay, so I know, I see the red pill, blue pill stuff now, and I see kids in their 20s and in their teenage years, and they're like, oh, girls like, you know, dudes my age, like in their 30s, in their 40s now. And I get it, because it's the money, their maturity, and mm-hmm. you know, the younger generation thinks that guys my age are ready to settle down with them. So my question to you is, if a guy has been going through it with females, and let's say they weren't the best looking guy, they weren't in shape in their 20s, and they're going into their 30s, and now they're ultra successful. I like to compare this to what's that famous actor, Michael B. Jordan? Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Creed, right? The dude, like, you remember when that host on the red carpet
was L'Oreal. I felt for him for that.
Right, but let me explain it. So she used to pick on him in high school. Yep. Used to call him a nerd, and then he's in his prime. He just did Creed 2 or whatever. She's like, hey, you know, how does it feel to be on the top of your game as like the one of the most popular actors, right? And he was just like, oh, it feels good. But yeah, you remember you were talking shit, right? So I feel for like majority of the guys that are making real money, especially because mm-hmm. we're out here in Miami and everybody got money out here.
Yeah.
It's like, why would a guy that has suffered in his 20s and his 18s by getting alienated by, let's say, beautiful women mm-hmm. or the top tier women mm-hmm. in their teenage years and in their 20s, go ahead and give those women now that are the same age as them the opportunity? Because to be honest, I mean, I've never had issues with women, but if I was one of these guys that was like, no disrespect, but a nerd, or, you know, didn't get chicks when they were young, why would I give them the time of day in my 30s when I'm like, I'm ripped, I'm wealthy, I'm looking good, I'm in my top peak? I would rather want somebody that looks good. Look, somebody that's like fire, like in their 18 to 21. Okay. I mean, this is, it is what it is.
Okay.
I'm keeping it real, right?
Yes.
Fortunately for me, my wife, she's very beautiful. You know, you guys, I'm not even gonna go into her age. There's no need to, but I mean, you look better than most 20-year-olds anyways. So answer that for me.
Okay. I agree with you, actually.
Okay.
So, let me tell you what ends up happening. So initially, those guys use those girls and they have fun. Because they're fun. Yeah, when they first get their money, they're going to do that. But what ends up happening is those 18 to 21-year-olds have a rotation as well.
Mm.
So what's going to end up happening is they get that instant gratification. They get the sex. They get all that enjoyment from those girls. But initially, what's going to happen, or eventually what's going to happen, is they're going to look over in the bed and see that it's empty. Because that girl's on that rotation.
And they're lonely.
So they're going to realize, dang, sex is good, but I really want a warm body and someone genuine beside me.
To care for me,
to give me that.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going to do that a few years. And then when it gets old, they're going to actually marry someone who is within their level. And if you notice, what I notice, they normally marry like a nice girl from like a small town or something.
A humble girl,
absolutely.
But I feel like now with social media, that's getting harder and harder to do. Because like, you gotta think about it like this, and this is my perspective from a man, mm-hmm. right? Is the fact that, you know, back in 2008, it was like, no, 2006, damn, I'm getting old. 2006, when I graduated from high school, guys, right? You know, I was in a small town, and I was in the East Bay, you know, which is the San Francisco Bay Area in California, and everybody knew everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if you were the top dude, if you were top G in your high school, it doesn't mean you were top G across the country, right?
Because
there's always going to be somebody better than you. But now with social media, it's exposed everybody to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, how do you compete when you're not the best looking dude or gal? How do you compete when you don't have the most money, you don't live the lifestyle, and then let's say, for example, you're in a relationship right now in 2025, right? As a youngster, you know, 18, 25, even 30s, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I've seen the dating scene right now. It's horrible, right? And now people have to compete with the mindset of, well, I could always do better.
Okay, well, this is my answer to that. The biggest thing is the A word, accountability.
Mm.
And it's simply, you have to be accountable and know what it is that you can get and what it is that you can't get.
Right.
And also be accountable that, hey, you haven't kept yourself up. Maybe you're losing your hair. Maybe you're starting to get a dad bod. Maybe you're a girl and you got a little bit of the jelly rolls going on.
Yeah.
It's being accountable and knowing that, hey, even though you may want something, it may not be for you. So unless you're putting in the work to get that, you need to date within your league. Mm. That's something I talk to women about all the time. Doesn't mean you have to get down to that supermodel body and get that, but you do also have to have a reality check and know, because you're not gonna be in that tip-top shape physically or mentally, you need to get someone within your league.
So are you saying that like people's family and friends are just inflating their head?
Absolutely, they're lying to them. Like I had very honest parents. I went through an ugly duckling phase. Anybody that knows me from my small town or has even seen me on social media, I show the before pictures, you tease me about it. I was emo at one point and had ugly blonde streaks that looked like a raccoon. Oh my gosh, I hate thinking about it. But anyways, what did I do? I started giving myself makeovers at 12 years old.
Yeah.
Because like eventually the teasing was out of control and I couldn't handle it anymore. And I'm like, I'm not gonna go through life like this and be a dork my whole life. So each year, something you always preach too is every year you should be getting better and better. And that's essentially what I did. And then my mom started seeing the changes in me and she poured into me and she was like, let me put my daughter in pageants. So my mom put me in pageants so that I can have the etiquette, the poise, I could stand up straight, I could feel confident speaking, I could feel just confident in life. Because guess what? Even in dating, you have to be confident on a date. You have to be able to articulate yourself. You can't just sit there like a mute.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you got to look good. I think you perform good, and then you talk good, and you have that level of confidence, and then people, you know, they're just more intrigued in your vibe. So, okay, with that being said, you gave yourself a makeover, you said around 12, 14,
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, 12.
Okay, so around the age of 12, you gave yourself a makeover. I mean, obviously, you worked for Mac for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
You were one of the best out in Cali because, you know, it was crazy. You know, just a short story, guys. Last year, we went to a Friendsgiving. It was a Friendsgiving, right?
Friendsgiving, yeah.
Yeah, Doral Beach. And then one of the guys that was there, he's also Mac artist that runs his own like makeup agency. And like he knew about Britney. And we're like, what the hell? Like small world, right? So with that being said, what would you say is the biggest beauty mistake that women in 2025 are making that's keeping them single right now?
They're still doing their makeup like they did in their 20s. Or if they're in their 20s, they're still doing their makeup like they did in their teens.
Damn.
So let me tell you, the biggest way you can tell a woman's age is by how she does her makeup. When you're really young, you wear hot pink, you wear green, you wear blue, glitter, all that stuff. I did it.
Mm.
But guess what? As I started getting older, when I transitioned from my 20s to my 30s,
yeah,
you actually wear less makeup. And in Mac, we used to call it a whole lot of nothing.
Mm.
You wear a whole lot of nothing to look like you're not wearing a lot.
Yeah.
But what happens is these women are still like, I'm still gonna wear my purple eyeshadow. I'm still gonna wear my blue liner and that hot pink lip. And while that was fun and Y2K in the 10s, now it's very like, it's scary because we're going back to the traditional ways, which is what I was gonna talk about later. But
yeah,
everything is going back, not necessarily super conservative, but to like a softer, gentler time. That's
right.
Why we have like the soft girl era, or what I always tease you about being, you love quiet luxury or stealth wealth.
Yeah.
It's very, very discreet.
Mm.
So if you have this loud, offensive makeup, how do you fit that narrative? Just like the housing market is doing a correction, there's gonna be a correction made in the dating world and also in the mindset. We're gonna start seeing people sit back down to dinner, turn off their phones, put their electronics away, and get back to being ladies and gentlemen again.
Mm.
So with that, yes, the biggest beauty thing is wearing too much, not wearing, you know, a hairstyle that fits your face, and just you're not putting your grooming up to the best standards. But it's the makeup that's too much all the time.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so let's pivot real quick. Since we're still on the subject of, you know, people dating in 2025, like, what is your opinion on dating apps? So with dating apps, okay, let me get a little bit specific here. What is the number one mistake based on like what your clients tell you? Because I know I always like to like listen in the background, guys, when she's doing her client calls, and I'm like, wow, that's interesting. But what do you say is the biggest mistake you see women making in online dating that's keeping them single?
I wish I could say it was just one thing. Can I give you two?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So one of them being they're showing too much.
What do you mean by that?
Like thong, shorts that are cupping the butt, like they're showing their body.
So are you saying like they're exposing themselves too much, like on Instagram and Facebook and all that?
Instagram, Facebook, dating apps. So what's happening is they're getting bedroom dated because they're only being shown in a sexual way. Doesn't mean you still can't show your physique, but you need to wear like a fitted dress, fitted slacks. You can't help it if you're shapely and you're just wearing a dress. You can't help it. But if you're wearing something where you're scantily clad, it sends the wrong message and it attracts the wrong type of men.
Got it.
So that's like the biggest thing, is that they're wearing the wrong type of thing. Or if it's not too sexy, it's too frumpy. They're not dressing for their age. So they're either dressing too old or they're dressing too young. And yeah. they look silly. Kind of like how we see the guys who are still wearing the tall tees and the and the fitted hats and the Jordans and all that stuff. They're dressed like how you dressed in high school, right, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So so what I see the women still doing is they're still trying, even though Apple Bottoms has made a comeback, I just saw last night their ad, you know, they're still wearing the Apple Bottoms, but they don't have an Apple Bottom anymore. Or yeah. they're still wearing things like that. So it's kind of ick. And then the number two thing is that they're trauma dumping on the dating apps and on social media.
Okay, so I know what it is because obviously you're my wife, but like explain it to somebody who obviously doesn't know what trauma or drama dumping is.
Trauma dumping is something that can happen on a date where you talk about that you have mommy issues, you have daddy issues, your past, and that you have problems. It's been 10 years since I've been on a date. Like even if it has, like,
nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, and on top of that, like, that's not something that's gonna make or break a relationship. Like, I don't need to know that. And so what it does, though, is make it appear or make it quite evident that you have issues, and nobody wants anyone with issues.
Yeah.
Not saying we all don't have something a little bit, nobody's perfect, but you don't share like that on a first date. It's really gross. So it's not just happening on the first date and the interaction. It's actually happening on social media. So you'll see the men and the women on their stories. They'll record themselves crying. That's a form of trauma dumping. They'll go on there and say, you know, there are no more good men out here. There are no more good women out here. And it's like, so if I'm a woman and I see a guy doing that, I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with him. He keeps picking bad women, and vice versa. If you're a woman and you keep saying there's no good men out here, then it's you. Then the men are thinking, well, it's because you're not picking the right men. Why do you keep, you know, going in a circle? So that kind of thing. The other thing I say they do, it's a form of trauma dumping, is crashing out. That's when someone completely spazzes out on social media.
So give us an example of that.
One of those would be like, you know, posting screenshots of someone, talking about your breakup and then tagging the person, showing yourself destroying property, just acting up and screaming. And sadly, this is done constantly.
I don't understand how people can like legit just like record themselves acting up. Like you gotta hold the phone while you're doing this. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Like how does that even make sense? Like, come on. Like your parents taught you better than that.
And the sad part about it, honestly, is they think that like they're getting attention, because when they view their stories, they're like, oh my gosh, 500, 1,000 people or 2,000 people viewed this. I'm like, and they're laughing at you, and now they've screen recorded it. So listen to this, ladies and guys. Uh-huh. They're now screen recording you, and they're putting it on Facebook or they're putting it on YouTube, and now you're going viral because they're laughing at you.
Yeah, that's wild.
So.
Okay. Now, as far as dating apps go, all right, because there's so many out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we have some introverted daters that are listening to this podcast right now, men and women.
Okay.
What would be your best advice? Let's say if somebody was like, well, Brittany, I don't got time. I don't got time to like socialize and stuff. So these dating apps, like I could focus, you know, the dating apps a couple hours. Like what would you recommend is the best way to approach dating apps? And then is there any specific dating apps that you would recommend?
So none of the free ones. And the reason why is a lot of those people don't realize it. It's just hookup swinger thing. So most of the time when they're swiping left or swiping right, it's like, you know, do you want the mystery meat at Dollar Tree or do you want to get your meat from, you know, Whole Foods?
Right.
So essentially getting like the Tinders, the Bumbles, all those that are free, you're pretty much getting the Dollar Tree of dating, you know, or if that's what it is that you're looking for. But if you're saying you're a high caliber woman or a high caliber man, someone who isn't willing to pay a monthly fee to invest in themselves isn't worth your time. Someone who is paying that monthly fee to invest in themselves, they're not paying to go hook up because they know they can swipe on Tinder and get that for free.
Right.
They're actually on there to date with intention and to date with purpose. So I would say any of the paid ones. They also have ones now, if you even just type in on Google, for people who, they have one for women and men who make six figures and above.
Right.
So you're making sure that you're, you know, keeping everything within your circle, because once you reach a certain level financially, you normally want to date and marry within your circle. And if you look at the elite, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They kind of keep it going and they encourage their kids to do the same thing. So that would be the other thing. Also, if let's say, you know, you're still scared, you don't want to invest that much, then tighten up your social media. Because guess what? Even though it's not supposed to be, the biggest growing dating app is Instagram, Facebook, TikTok even in some ways. But it's your calling card. Your social media is your calling card. Mm. That is your ticket in for work. That is your ticket in for dating, for making business relationships and new friendships. So it's not just taking these, you know, everyone's gonna hate me for saying these ugly Android pics, because I'm seeing it. It's using an iPhone. And, you know, I'm team brown skin because I'm brown skin, as you guys can tell. It's making sure you have the correct lighting. So that means if you are using an iPhone, you're attaching an LED light with a yellow tone to it so that you can actually see your complexion and your face. I just gave you guys free sauce right there. Mm. And I charge for that.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
So Brittany, real quick, man, we're running out of time. So let's get down to this last question. And then we'll allow the audience to go ahead and you can provide your socials so then they know where to find you.
Sure.
And then we might do a part two.
Okay.
Because this is a pretty good conversation, guys. I mean, man, you have so much knowledge in this field. So, okay. What do you got to say to the people that are calling you a gold digger because you're teaching women how to actually find a high-value man, okay? I mean, obviously, you put a couple reels out there, almost teasing, you know, the brokies.
I did.
which was pretty funny because, you know, some of those comments were like crazy. But how do you respond to that? Like, what is your thought process?
Well, I love it. I you know, all press is good press. So I do like that. But what I will say is I'm a traditional woman. So if... Let me just
And when you say traditional woman, what do you mean?
Let me explain, and I'll even give a little history lesson for all of us in here that'll really just reel it all in. So when I say I'm a traditional woman, I believe in traditional gender roles. That means me as a wife, I'm there to nurture. I'm there to give peace. I'm there to cook. I'm there to clean. And I'm also there to be your shoulder and your support system. Because remember, the man is the head, but I'm the neck. Mm. So I have to be there to help keep everything afloat. That's my role. So with that being said, I wanted a mate, you, a husband that believes in traditional gender roles as well. So that means you're the provider, you're going to protect, you're going to do what's necessary to ensure that our family is safe and secure and that I still feel good as a woman. We still have our date nights, but we still do stuff at home. That's what I mean by traditional. So with that, and it's me carrying myself appropriately as well, because I know wherever I go, whatever I do, I'm a reflection of you. So that's why I have the ideals that I have. And that's why I can say what I say. I'm not a gold digger. I'm not a sugar baby. None of that stuff.
So what do you got to say to all the ladies out there that I guess are trying to be boss babes? Are they going against the grain of being a traditional woman and that's why they're having a hard time finding a traditional man?
Yes. The reason why, and brief history lesson, is because unfortunately we've all forgotten that what a man and a woman's role are, especially one of my videos that, as you said, went viral, as far as like dates and the roles and responsibilities of a date. Do you remember homecoming and prom? Okay. So, or even back then when you would date in high school, did you ever go and have the girl drive and pick you up?
No.
What did you?
I picked her up.
Okay. And if it was homecoming, didn't you, or prom, didn't you get her a corsage?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though it wasn't Ruth's Chris or Fleming's or Nobu or Javier's or, you know, any of the places. Let's say you were just taking her to Cheesecake Factory, which I love, by the way. Did you tell her to open up her purse and go 50-50, or did you pay for dinner?
No, I paid.
I rest my case, because traditionally, even as a young man, it's always taught to the young man, hey, you hold out your hand for a lady, you open the door, you put a corsage on her when you're going on a date, you make sure, you know, you put your jacket over her shoulders when you're, you know, when it's cold, and then you pay for dinner that you can afford at the time. Mm. So what's happened now is the roles reversed, because us women were so focused on being boss babes and we were pushed education, which is great. We forgot to let men be men and men lead. And so because we forgot that, men forgot too. Mm. Not all men, but some of these lower frequency men forgot that what their role was. And so because all these boss babes said they can do it, they're now paying for dinner.
Wow.
So that's what's happened. So what I encourage women to do, because they're saying they like it, but then what happens is when they get into a long-term relationship or a marriage, they end up resenting the man when the man has to ask them for money. Mm. And they end up saying, well, you're not contributing to the household. So my thing that I tell them is to just be patient, be mindful, work on your femininity, and don't settle if that's not something that you can handle. If you know you can't handle being with a man who's not going to treat you like a lady, and you can't like not throw it in his face later, then you need to just be single until you can find that person.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. Man, I didn't even get to ask half my questions, guys. But with that being said, I think we're going to be doing a part two pretty soon, guys. But Brittany, where can my audience go ahead and find you?
They can find me on Facebook at Brittany Charm. They can find me on Instagram, Charm Beauty and Connection. If you just type it into Google, you'll find it too. And I actually have a Facebook group called Makeup and Manners for Modern Matchmaking. It's a private Facebook group, but I allow the highly successful women to join. You just have to make sure you answer the questionnaires and put in your contact information, because it's a secure, safe place just for women. That's why I ask for that information, so that they know it's a sisterhood. So it's meant for us women to connect and for me to provide feedback and show my experiences.
I love that. I love that. Guys, once again, if you are listening right now, make sure to rank us number one on Spotify. We've been top 10 for the past year. Okay. It's been phenomenal. The Level Up Podcast with Paul Alex. Make sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys. Make sure to follow Brittany at Brittany Charm on IG and Facebook. And that's it. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Continue to level up. Thanks for listening up to the Level Up Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with a family, friend, and everyone you know who's ready to level up. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. It really helps spreading the word. And don't forget to check out officialpaulalex.com for more episodes and resources to kickstart your journey. Let's level up together.